Peace and blessings. Welcome back to Just Living, a podcast that speaks on the voices of women of color near and far, who is driven to get any and everything she wants out of life. Life stories, tips, how to properly lay those edges, and honest talks from your host, your girl, Essence of Shea. This podcast was created to break through any barriers stopping you from being at your best, transforming your life, and setting your own boundaries. Let's get started with Just Living. The act or process through which something is changed so much that it appears to be entirely new. What is that, y'all? It is called reinvention. We are in 2020. Welcome back to another episode of Just Living. What up, gang? How y'all doing? How you feeling? How you living? How you breathing? So we are in what, like the second week of the year, of a new year. And in this episode, I'm talking about reinvention because this is what we do, right? This is the catalyst of how our new years start, does it not? We invent. It's a new year, new blessings, new opportunities. Everything is waiting for all of us. So in this year, what are you reinventing? The reason why this even came up in my thought process, the dome, is because I passed by a mirror the other day. And I actually sat there. I talked about this on my Instagram. If you're not following me at Essence of Shea on all social media platforms, shameless plug. I looked into the mirror and I looked at myself and I said, what about you, Shea, do you want to change? And this had a lot to do with everything. Listen, I looked at myself and I just let it go beyond the vanity. Like, of course, yes, I might want to lose, I do want to lose 25 pounds. I want my abs to come back. I don't want my legs to be jiggling so much. My double chin action, I would like her to decrease a little bit, sis. I don't need you anymore, love. Good, enjoy, bye-bye, right? But then let's get a little deeper, right? I want to be more spiritual, more grounded. I want to have more of a grateful spirit, a grateful ministry. You know what I'm talking about? Reinvention. Yes, I've had my locks for 17 years. I've been thinking about cutting it, which means that my brand kind of changes, which I've been scared to do because I haven't had that much faith in myself to know that I can stand strong without the locks on top of my head. So what do you want to reinvent? A lot of other things we could reinvent are our friendships, remix it a little bit, our relationships. I want a closer relationship with God, a more spiritual relationship. I'm a person who believes in a law of attraction. I manifest the life that I want. Everything that's going on with me right now is nobody's fault but my own, because I've somehow manifested it with either my thoughts, with the power of the tongue, with what I'm writing down. Scripting is super magical, because you realize you write a lot of things, and if you really sit down and think about it, yo, it's like all these things have probably happened. All these things that you talk about to your friends, and like even if you're just venting, you turn around and you be like, ooh, that really happened. So the key for this week I want you guys to go into is reinvention. What about 2020? What do you want to reinvent in this year? I mean, a lot of stuff has happened that we discussed last episode. A lot of things can continue to happen, but you reinventing your life, changing your outcome, changes a lot. Don't you think? Like, if you keep doing the same things and expecting a different outcome, what is it that they call it? They call it insanity, darling. Insanity. To change the way that you behave or the things that you do so that people think you are a different kind of person is self-reinvention. So what are you waiting for? What is stopping you from reinventing? This is super short, but it was so powerful. I wanted to sit down and speak to you guys about this. If you guys have any topics that you guys want me to talk about, what are you reinventing for the year? If you want to tell me, please leave it in a comment box. Send me a DM. Send me an email. Whatever it is that you want. Shoot, how y'all see me looking right now? By the end of 2020, Shorty might be different. She might have a little pep to her step. She might have a better relationship with God. Her hair might be cut, darlings. She might be like a new fitness model. You don't know. Don't come for me, boo, unless I send for you. I'm joking. Anyways, y'all, I hope you guys enjoyed. Talk to you later. Toodles. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Just Living and Reinvention. Come on. I hope you guys enjoyed this recording. If you did, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And I hope to talk to you soon. Toodles.